Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The coronavirus pandemic has created an opportunity for progressives to craft a powerful new political narrative, one that could unite and energize divided parts of the American electorate. That, according to the co-authors of a new essay titled Rebuilding After COVID-19, Equality, Equity, and a Strong Social Safety Net. The co-authors are Wilnelia Rivera, a political consultant who played a key role in the election of Ayanna Pressley to Congress in 2018, and Catherine Adam, a Boston-based communications strategist. Adam says Democrats have a historic opportunity to reshape the political narrative.
We are right now in a moment of incredible unpredictability, and the election in November is a critical opportunity for us as a country to come together to write the story of who we are and where we go from here.
Wilnelia?
So what COVID-19 did was effectively change the objective conditions for how people vote. But I think another point that we speak to in the book is that before COVID, we already had a new electoral ecosystem emerging in this country. No one predicted at the beginning of 2018 that the House was going to be taken over by a blue wave. I mean, you know, some folks did, but they were sort of considered outliers in the mainstream. But that collective wave ignited the Democratic base at a time when we were getting Republican-leaning, college-educated suburban women to also come to the fold. So those two factors have been at play before COVID, and now the impact that COVID is having on all of our lives, whether you're a working mom, whether you're a working student, or just trying to just live your life every day, your ability to do that has been changed. And that creates the perfect storm to really galvanize this coalition with the kind of values that we're talking about, but most importantly, the people are there.
But square the idea that this may be a potentially historic electoral realignment toward progressives with the reality that arguably the most progressive candidates running for president in this cycle, Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, lost out to the more moderate Joe Biden.
You know, we played out that process, and the more progressive candidate at that time did not win. We know that. What we're trying to say is that even with those candidates that we have now, we still have a progressive electorate. We still have a moderate electorate that's also available to us. So let's not just run a candidate-driven campaign, sticking to the bread and butter narrative that we've always talked about. We need to seize the moment of what COVID has created and seize the moment up and down the ballot, right? Michigan just had 2.5 million people go out to vote. 2.5 million. Obviously, that 2.5 million means there's a Democratic and a Republican split, but Democrats overwhelmingly came out at a much higher rate, higher than 2016. Let's use that to our advantage, and then let's say, and also vote for Joe Biden.
Catherine, you write about a new potential political force that is Republican-leaning, college-educated suburban women realigning with Democrats, combined with historically lower voting Black women, Latinos, and other women of color and millennials. But I'm wondering, how disillusioned with Trump are these suburban women, and are they really on the same page as these younger minority groups?
We think absolutely the time is right for this coalition to become codified in ways that can create generational change. COVID has shown us that we have deep fissures within U.S. society that is allowing far too many people to fall through the cracks and is exposing historic inequities that majorities of Americans feel like we need to fix. And so it creates the opportunity to create new alliances. And what we would offer as a potential for that narrative is that as we move forward, we need to be saying that no matter what happens, as a country, we will be there for each other and we will take care of each other. And so we need that level of aspiration and optimism, hopefulness, recognition of inequity to solidify this coalition in a way that speaks to a set of values we believe is fundamental to all of these groups.
The essay is featured in a new anthology and progressive manual of sorts called Turnout, Mobilizing Voters in an Emergency. The general premise of the anthology is that the 2020 race is an emergency election. What's that mean, Catherine?
Those of us involved in the anthology believe that this election really is about the future of America on an existential level. This election really is about where we go from here and who we are moving forward, because we are in this moment of unbelievable unpredictability. And we don't know who we're going to be in 2021. Whoever writes the narrative for this election, we believe, will set the tone for what America becomes for a generation, potentially.
Will Nelia?
We are living through the rise of authoritarianism and the complete undoing of our federal system. And that's what makes it an emergency. And the second thing that I would say is that the race baiting and the race mongering as a political strategy to win an election is not a course that we can take as a country.
Will Nelia Rivera, thank you very much. Appreciate your time.
Thank you for your time, Bob.
Catherine Adam, thank you very much and appreciate your time.
Thank you for having us.